ABC Radio Australia.
Advocates for improving female political representation in the country will tell you that the campaign has been much more of a marathon than a sprint. But a significant step forward came this week when PNG politicians, including the country's Attorney General, endorsed the creation of 5 reserved seats for women in Parliament. The legislation will need to be passed in Parliament, but the show of support has women feeling really hopeful. GJ Milley is a political science lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea and spoke to Marion Farr about why this is.
It's very significant. As you would know, PNG's current parliament and for a very long time has lacked equal representation for women. If there has been women, it's been very insignificant number. And our parliament has been very, it's a democracy, but not very representative in that manner. So the endorsement of those 5 reserved seats is very good news.
To put it in perspective, how long has this been a running issue to get more female representation in PNG Parliament?
Well, it's been, I think, an issue since independence. Our constitution stipulates that there is equal opportunity for all citizens, but in terms of political representation, that hasn't been realised. We've had, I can count off the top of my fingers, 7 women that have been in parliament since independence. So that's about 45 years. And so women's representation has been very low. So it's very important that there has to be some measures put in place to increase the numbers of women in parliament.
Are you able to give us a little bit of the history of this? Because there was a bill passed around 2011 for 22 reserve seats. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was a bill passed, but it did not get the final vote in Parliament. So even though the 22 reserve seats was proposed, it didn't eventuate. So we don't have reserve seats, except in Bougainville, where they do have three reserve seats.
And so initially that proposed bill included 22 reserve seats for women. Mm-hmm. This endorsement is for 5 reserve seats. Is it enough?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's enough. But at the moment, we'll go with whatever is offered and on the table. Because, as you know, our parliament doesn't have any women voices inside. So 5 seats is okay for the moment. But I think there's been, a lot of advocacy around the importance of women getting into parliament. So 2022 is I think, will be an election that will be very, very interesting to see if this advocacy has resonated with the public and if people do realize that having women in leadership is important for the country's development.
What sort of a difference do you think women will make by having a voice in Parliament?
So I think at the end of the day, we need good leadership. Previously, we've had leaders like Dame Carol Kidu, who has made a lot of difference in terms of policy making and in terms of advocating for women's equality, especially in Parliament. So at the end of the day, I don't think gender should be an issue. But then in terms of Papua New Guinea, it is an issue. It's undeniable because our parliament doesn't have any women representatives. So it is important in that sense.
We're sort of yet to see the specifics of the legislation that's being endorsed. What would you like to see in terms of that legislation?
I think there's a lot of debate around it, but I would really like to see that those women that are endorsed or that those seats that are endorsed and the women that are eventually elected into those seats will be given some sort of maybe leverage or, some kind of incentive, I guess, where they can bring about decision making and change. So at the moment, those 5 seats are for regional, for the 5 regions with 2 seats for the southern region, which I understand. So, there's a lot of things that needs to be considered regarding, where do the boundaries go, how much they will be allocated. Yeah, I think those seats are very important.
Mm. And do you think that this endorsement and potentially the passing of this legislation will see more women put their hand up to run in the upcoming election?
Well, most probably. In terms of women raising their hands for election, it's been increasing steadily over the years. Maybe the seats that will be provided now, those five regional seats, will give an incentive for more women to run for election. But from my own perspective, I feel like it's time for women to take ownership of the issue of leadership, and that more women should be putting up their hands, not only to contest for those five seats, but for general election and for the general for other seats as well. I just feel like it's very important to have that women's voice in parliament. And if there are women out there who are thinking about it, this is the time for them to, you know, really put their hands up and run for the elections in 2022.
GJ, Millie speaking there with Marion Farr. And if you're a woman in PNG listening to that, are you going to put your hand up to run in the elections in 2022? And how do you feel about this creation potentially of five reserved seats for women in Parliament? I'd love to know what you think about this. Head over to the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page to get in touch and let me know.